Leave the dance, tell her go home. Bomba clat, you know, long me watch that hood the dance.
Yo, crush road!
Slick off the pants, no dance. Yo, I ain't had a car, we're fucked tonight, now warm to you. Right down, no dog, warm to you, eh? Watch it, make me bump on the body there, yeah. See down on the body there, yeah. Me want come on the body there, yeah. Pussy fi run on the body there, yeah. Make me twist on the body there, yeah. Whom fi shift on the body there, yeah. Y'all fi piss on the body there. Yo, watch it, let me sit on the body there. Yo, me know your girl not please you. Bring the khaki come, cause you know me need you. After one fuck, your girl she a go leave you. Oh, she a go know, hey. She a go read you. Like my Mardi Gras, me a go chain and bead you. Fuck lady, sir, nobody not believe you. Pussy no finyam, so me not go feed you. Bad girl no run, so me not tease you. Watch it, let me bump on the body there, yeah. See down on the body there, yeah. Me want come on the body there, yeah. Pussy fi run on the body there, yeah. Make me twist on the body there, yeah. Whom fi shift on the body there, yeah. Y'all fi piss on the body there. Yo, watch it, make me sit on the body there.
That's my motherfucking shit.
Okay, hold on, pause. Before I get too crazy. Welcome, everybody, to tonight's episode of the Angry Divas Radio Show. That's right, baby. I'm your host with the most, the Triple Dark Goddess, also known as that Diva Bitch of Fire. Because don't piss me off. I will end your shit. Anyway, we are coming to you live from the city of Boston. And since that is my motherfucking shit, I'm going to rewind Selecta. Let's get it started again. Let's go.
A fuck time now, no dog. Tell your girl to leave the dance. Tell her go home.
Go home.
Bomba clat. You know, long may I watch the hood the dance.
Yo, crush road.
Slick off the pants, no dance. Yo, I ain't had a care where I fuck tonight. Now warm to you. Right down, no dog. Warm to you. Eh? Watch it, make me bump on the body there. Yeah. See down on the body there. Yeah. Me want come on the body there. Yeah. Pussy fi run on the body there. Yeah. Make me twist on the body there. Yeah. Whom fi shift on the body there. Yeah. Y'all fi piss on the body there. Yo, watch it, make me sit on the body there. Yo. Me know your girl not please you. Bring the khaki come, cause you know me need you. After one fuck, your girl she a go leave you. Oh, she a go know, hey. She a go read you. Like Mardi Gras, me a go chain and bead you. Fuck lady, sir, nobody not believe you. Pussy no finyam, so me not go feed you. Bad girl no run, so me not tease you. Watch it, make me bump on the body there, yeah. See down on the body there, yeah. Me want come on the body there, yeah. Pussy fi run on the body there, yeah. Make me twist on the body there, yeah. Whom fi shift on the body there, yeah. Y'all fi piss on the body there. Yo, watch it, make me sit on the body there. Yo, from swagger turn rat, me no get no back shot. Make me drape up your cocky and bruise up the top. Me have a new fuck fi drop it, name tight pussy. Watch you, I go watch out my whole like a Timex watch. Me pussy smell good, you a go tell me. Me pussy feel good, you a go tell me. Me pussy real good, you a go tell me. Pen pa me pussy boy, tell me. Watch it, make me bump on the body there, yeah. See down on the body there, yeah. Me want come on the body there, yeah. Pussy fi run on the body there, yeah. Make me twist on the body there, yeah. Whom fi shift on the body there, yeah. Y'all fi piss on the body there. Yo, watch it, make me sit on the body there. Yo, I me make cartel start the fuck tune. I me make girl put foot over the moon. Me pussy so good, enough man come to soon. Me want sit down from me and come off in a drone. It good, it good, it good. Me pussy real good, it good, it good. Every man say it's good, it good, it good. From my barn, me never ever run from my hood. come panda body there, yeah. See don't panda body there, yeah. Me want come panda body there, yeah. Pussy fi run panda body there, yeah. Make me twist panda body there, yeah. Whom fi shift panda body there, yeah. Y'all fi piss panda body there. Yo, watch it, make me sit panda body there, yo. Come panda body there, yeah. See don't panda body there, yeah. Me want come panda body there, yeah. Pussy fi run panda body there, yeah. Make me twist panda body there, yeah. Whom fi shift panda body there, yeah. Y'all fi piss panda body there. Yo, watch it, let me sit panda body there, yo.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Moolala. Yeah, yo. Bitch, better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch, better have my money. Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Bitch, give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like, blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me out the side. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. I call a shot, shot, shot. Like, blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch, but I am my money.
ain't scared of you motherfuckers. I'm gonna tell you something straight off the motherfucking press. I ain't coming for no foolishness. And New York, goddamn it, y'all motherfucking women look good. Y'all like a bacon and egg sandwich look good. But I love sex. I love it. Can't do shit no more. And I'm blessed. I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark. Kick it! You don't understand. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
God damn right. I ain't scared of you, motherfuckers. Anyway. Welcome, everybody, to the Angry Divas Radio Show. We're going to get it started in just a few minutes. Y'all know Diva got to ride in, play like a half hour of music, and then we'll get the show started, all right? And if it's not all right, oh, the fuck well, because this is my goddamn show, and I do what I want. Welcome to tonight's episode of our show, The Self-Hate Accusation Against the Great Black Mama. Y'all, I got some stuff to share with you on that. We're going to have an interesting night. But since Missy Elliott decided that today was the day that she was going to make the 16-year-old me happy again, I'm going to play a little something from Missy. It's not her new joint, because it's too soon to have it, and I ain't trying to have nobody fooling my ass. But this is one of her old cuts. It's a really good one, and I hope you like it. If not, oh well, because I do. Let's go.
What's up, motherfuckers? I need to know it's B.A. up in this bitch. New York, St. Louis, Chicago, Philly, L.A., Atlanta. I'm digging that.
Oh,
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. I got people in the chat room. She said house music. Yes. Y'all, that was the wonderful, the marvelous, the immortal Chaka Khan. And the song is called Free Yourself. Ow. Love that song so much. That is one of my very favorite songs by Chaka, who is on this season's Dancing with the Stars. I don't know if she's still on or not, because I'm just starting to watch it. So I'm like behind and trying to catch up. So if you know, shut the hell up. Don't ruin this for me. I'm trying to watch and see what happens. I'm on like the second episode. So, you know, I haven't really had time to get into it like I wanted to. But I've at least watched the first episode and maybe half of the second one. Anyway, welcome to the show tonight, everybody. I'm your host with the most, the triple dark goddess, also known as the Diva of Fire. Yeah. Welcome to my house. Tonight's show is called The Self-Hate Accusation Against the Great Black Mama. And we're going to talk about quite a few things as it pertains to that topic. I'm going to need to ask my listeners to please stop Facebooking me. Welcome, everybody, to the show. If you wanted to speak or, you know, weigh in on the topic or ask a question, the show's call-in number is 347-826-9930. The number again, 347-826-9930. But, yeah, we're going to talk about that, among other things, today. You know, I have quite a few things that I'd like to touch on and talk about. I had someone send me a Dear Diva note, and if you wanted to send one, you absolutely can. You have to go to our website. That's www.angrydivas.com. That's D-E-V-A-S. Get it right, boo. And you can send me a note. But someone sent me a Dear Diva note, and they said, it's two different ones that I actually kind of want to talk about. But the first note I already posted to our page, and you can go and check that out. But the first note, girl was saying that ever since she started to go into her sacred studies as herself as a god and as a witch or a wise woman, as a magic worker, and someone who knows, understands, speaks to, and can bend the elements, that she started experiencing all kinds of attack and warfare, you know? And she was saying, should I give it up? Should I go back to the church? And I was like, honey, how quickly we forget. Did you not experience warfare in the church? See, but at the time, you blamed the devil when it was really Sister Keisha and Sister So-and-so who was fucking with you. Mm-hmm. So the difference now is you know how to protect yourself, how to defend yourself, and how to change things so that it's always in your favor. And so, you know, that was like a week ago or something. I don't know. Look, check out the page. Angry Diva is a Black Feminine Enzyme on Facebook, and I will find the post and reshare it tonight after I'm through saying what I got to say. But so the note that was sent today, and I haven't really posted about it publicly yet. I did put a post on my own Facebook page, but I haven't put it on Angry Diva's yet because I was quite explicit, and I'm trying to figure out how much of that I want to actually release on Angry Diva's fan page. Probably all of it, but we'll see. So anyhow, the other letter that I got today reminded me of a situation that I recently experienced. And, you know, so it's a situation where she was a sister to another sister, and the other sister started to get jealous of her. See, they went in together trying to get their credit cleaned up and buy a house. And, you know, everything she found out, she shared with the sister. But the sister wasn't doing the work, right? So she is. And sharing everything she's learning and putting into practice along the way. So when her thing starts to work for her, once all of her stuff gets cleared up and now she's got, you know, she's getting ready to move into her new house, the other sister, it gets jealous, envious, and is putting down all her stuff. And she said, I want to use my magic to correct this girl. But I love her and, you know, all this whole thing. And so, you know what? I'm just going to read the thing that I wrote today. I'm just going to read it. Fuck it. Put it on my show. When I rented the villa for our Jamaica retreat this year,
I have no idea the level of opposition I would face. I have been staying with these people, breaking bread with them, and more for over 9 months. But it wasn't until all my beautiful black and powerful sisters showed up that the couple who owned the house began to show out. The couple is comprised of a white Irish woman and a black Jamaican man. The white woman did what some white women tend to do and attempted to centralize herself and try to upend my program. Though I had rented out the entire villa, paid for a program and more, she did everything she could to try and derail or destroy it once the sisters arrived. Being who I am, I cursed the fucking bitch and her ratty-ass black dick who was helping her. Why? Because I could either allow her to try and attack my sisters in my financial prosperity, or I could make her ass my footstool. Is that not what God does? God will make the enemy into your footstool. Well, I had a dream Tuesday. That's Tuesday this week, people. All right, so today is Thursday. That's 2 days ago. I had a dream Tuesday where she was trying to get me to forgive her, and my spirit refused. I refused to even entertain her foolishness. Wednesday, I get a call from my peoples on the ground who told me that they owe everyone in the village money, and they hadn't been able to get anyone to rent their house or any rooms since I left. They owe so many people. They're hiding in their house and not answering their phones. They treated the housekeeper, Sister V, so badly that I granted her the dark kiss of Aset so that they could no longer fuck with her. Now she is prosperous while that bitch and her coon suffer. No wonder she was trying to get me to forgive, a.k.a. absolve her in my dream. Nope, not gonna happen. Let me tell you something. People only fuck with you when they think that they can. These white women with black men enjoy trying to fuck with we gods because they think we're all beneath them. And most of these broads do not know how to relate to black women, much less women who are not in a subservient position to her. They're so goddamn broke, they're selling shit from inside their house to keep the lights on and the water bill paid. And that is what the fuck you get. Better make me your friend than make me your enemy. Let this be a word to the wise. I am exactly who I say I am. I don't fuck around. And I think nothing of destroying you, your life, your children, even should you fuck with me and mine. And no, I don't care how long we've been friendly or how much I like you. When you change, I do too. And baby, if it's me versus you, it's always going to be you. I don't care if it takes me 3 days or a year to make your ass pay for what you've done, you will be made to pay. I will see to it that you are destroyed in every way, shape, and form possible. This is why we the angry diva in this bitch godhood. I will always be ready to take down the enemies of black womanhood, including white bitches and their pus-colored half-breed children of black men. Do not fuck with me or my sisters. The shit can cost you your head. There, I read it. Now let's talk about it. Is that not an interesting piece of writing or what? Anyhow, so to the sister who wrote me the Dear Diva note, I hope you listen to the show, and I will send you a copy of the show in your inbox to tell you that's basically my response to your Dear Diva note. When people change, you change too. That bitch don't love you. And I'm sorry, she don't love herself. And so you can't give love to people who don't have love for themselves. That is not wise. It's just not. I share love with people who love themselves. Oh, they ain't perfect. None of us is fucking perfect. We all have our days. We all have our days where we are super critical or attacking ourselves over some shit that we want or duplicitous mind state because what you want to do is conflicting with whatever the ancient moral program is that's running you. But I'm going to tell you, I'd rather love myself and have hatred for other people than hate myself and call myself loving other people. That's what a lot of us have been taught to do. You're supposed to swallow down what you feel, not honor yourself, and instead sacrifice yourself to others. All I'm saying is, if people hit you first, you have every right to hit back. You got a right to defend yourself. And you have a right to preserve yourself as well. So somebody who can't celebrate you, someone who's upset with your success, someone who's upset with the great things that are happening in your life because they didn't do shit. You never heard that story of the grasshopper and the ant? How about the little red hen? Ain't nobody helped her to grow the fucking weed or thresh it or grind it or mill it or none of that. But everybody wanted bread.
Everybody wanted some goddamn bread. That's a metaphor for life. That is a metaphor for life. You can even share with people exactly how you come up, how you grow yourself, how you get yourself into your next now, how you manifest your dreams. They won't put none of it into practice, but they will resent you for daring to do so. And you know what? That's their fucking problem. Don't make it yours. That's exactly what was going on with this. You know? Any idea that you see someone else doing, don't feel like you can't emulate it. Just don't need to knock down somebody to build yourself up. That's just ridiculous. It's unnecessary. Be self-made, self-started, self-inspired. Find a way to take all of that angst or jealousy and turn it into something different. Become a fucking alchemist with your emotions and your thoughts. I remember seeing a sister do a retreat, and I was like, man, I would love to do that. And I tried to think about doing it. Well, I didn't try to think about doing it. That's an ass-backward way to say that. Let me get my words right. But I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, I wonder if I could ever do this. And I said, you know what, one day. Every time I ever said one day, because I'm God, I've made it happen. When I was 14 years old, I said, one day I'm going to have my own radio show. I'm going to talk about what the fuck I want. One day. I didn't know how the hell I was going to do it then, but here we are. No matter how long it takes you, go for your dreams. Create new dreams every day. Every time you create a goal and you knock that shit out the park, now it's time to create a new one, something to keep challenging yourself. That way you're not fighting yourself. Challenge is good. It teaches us to be better, to be faster, to be stronger. It teaches us to invest in ourselves, to value ourselves because we know how much we done fucking invested in ourselves. I think that's another part of it. Let's talk about that. When you don't invest in yourself, you don't really value yourself. I know that was true for me when I wasn't investing in myself. Now I don't have a problem spending on me. If it's going to enhance my gnosis and increase my ability, I'm doing it. Let's go. So let's get into a little bit of, you know, the title of the show, since we're talking about people who come for you. And, you know, I'm so thankful, and I talked about this in the show earlier this week. It was probably, well, we didn't have a show yesterday because I had class, but we did have a show on Tuesday and on Monday. And might have been Tuesday night show where I was sharing what the crone sister said to me about people challenging me because I'm young. You know, it's like, this young bitch got this, you know? Yeah, Viper, she do. But I had someone post a comment last night, and it's so funny because, you know, when people try to get too far out of hand, one of my dark spirits will wake me up out of my sleep, like, handle that. They're coming for your money, handle that. Like, damn, who the hell is that with all angry divas now? Motherfuckers. And it's not often, okay? But the more that I light the fire on their asses, the more I see people watching the page and little comments get left and I have to ban people. And y'all know a bitch is ban happy. I was banning so many people one day, I accidentally banned some of the wrong folks, you know? So I had to go in and unban them. I don't give a fuck. So I go and I look at the comment, and, you know, some ignoramus dumbass, right? Some broad read something on my page and sent this dick, because I know the dick is not intelligent enough to come on its own. It was sent by a woman who couldn't go toe-to-toe with God. So what these women do is they find men to send angry divas to try and challenge me. I shit you not. That's exactly how this happens. That's exactly what happens. And you need to employ that gnosis in your life. Our tradition has always been oral, so we share one to the next, the same that our cells share one bit of information from one cell to the next cell to keep us in holy harmony in our bodies, whole harmony. But anywho's, someone sent the dick after me. So the dick accused me of self-hatred, right? And the post, I shouldn't laugh, but it's actually really funny. The post that he decided to say I was so hating on was a post that said, "Black man, we did not give birth to you.
to vie for equality with a sadistic, genocidal, rapist colonizer called the white man. Not what your mothers have created you to do. And I said to the sisters, actually it wasn't even to the black man, correct yourself, it was to the sisters. I said to the sisters, we cannot be mad at him for not being that sick fuck. Huh? He's sick too, don't get me wrong. Oh, please, all of them. If it has a penis, it's the enemy, period. All right? But among them, yeah, we do got some good ones, and I always say they ain't worth the honorable mention, but you know, if you don't like blow at the dick a little bit or like look at it, they're gonna go fucking crazy. So I ain't gonna touch the dick without, you know, I'll give you a little blow. Okay, I'm gonna pull it back together. I'm having too much fun in here. You know, because I was saying that to the sisters, he decided that I was that it was the worst display of self-hatred that he said, hold on, let me find it. I actually took a picture of it. I delete these things and save them so I can put them in the wall of shame. If you've never checked it out, go on Angry Divas fan page, Angry Divas, the Black Feminine Enzyme on Facebook. Go into our albums and click on the wall of shame. It's fucking hilarious. I think it's great. Check out the wall of shame and just laugh your ass off. But, okay, here we go. Here we go. In response to saying to black women that our sons, our brothers, our fathers, okay, are not supposed to be competing with a sadistic, genocidal, rapist colonizer called a white man, this is what he says to me. Talk about self-hatred. I know it is real, but this is the first time I have ever heard, I'm reading it just how he wrote it, ever heard someone say it, express it so clearly. Wow, this doesn't sound like empowerment, but a catalyst for genocide. This is shocking for a black woman to worship the white man to the point of sacrificing her black children, her black sons to him. Wow. To tell the black woman that she should not encourage or raise her sons to compete with a sadistic, genocidal, rapist colonizer is akin to genocide. This is the minds of the men. I can't make this shit up, okay? So I woke up and saw that, and I was just going to ban and delete them. But I heard a word say, take a picture of that shit and put that shit in the wall of shame after you do your show tonight. Because we need this shit on paper for some of you. Some of you will hear me say that and then be like, well, I mean, maybe he just didn't understand that you were saying that we didn't want them to be like the sadistic, genocidal, rapist, motherfucking white man. So I have to keep this shit and put this on the wall of shame so that people can read it for themselves. And, you know, you're going to do what you want to do it anyway, and I really could give a fuck less. But I'm going to put it out there anyway. So what I have deduced from this, and I made a 4-part video series on our YouTube channel. Check it out. Angry Divas on YouTube. talking about self-hate. So it was Diva's word, a word from Diva on self-hate. And, you know, the self-hate accusation has been strategically and specifically designed to keep black women sacrificing ourselves, denying ourselves, and going against our birthright and our divine right to say whatever the fuck we want to say in this world that hates us more than anything. Okay? And to process this shit however the hell we can, whether people like it or not. To truly live a life of no fucks given. Truly live a life of no fucks given. So in the video series, I talked about a number of things, and I think you should check it out because, you know, I did put the shit together. So go on our YouTube and check that out. And if people could be so kind as to share that link to, oh, right, I have no more admins. I kicked all the admins off of Angry Divas because I felt like I was doing everything anyway. Yes, I said it. Yep. So I'll post that shit later then.
But the videos have been posted up all day today. You're going to have to scroll back to the morning time, which is when I, you know, first posted them.
But I thought it was so, I think it's so interesting that any time that black women focus on ourselves, anytime, I mean, like I said, we have to verbally flake these people. And if we're not going to suck to death, we got to at least, you know, like look at it or something, verbally, get them to shut the fuck up or they will lose their goddamn mind. So, the fact that that is the way that these people react and interact, it shows something to me. It shows me, okay, this is a person who feels like they haven't been heard. Because I remember when I didn't feel like I was being heard, you know, I was very loud and screechy and crazy on me, fuck it, you know. I know that. So, whatever. I get it. But you cannot scream self-hate every single time you hear some shit you don't like. And how does my disgust, the sons of black women vying for equality, equal access, and equal power with a sadistic, genocidal, rapist colonizer who has gotten his power by being a sadistic, freaking genocidal, rapist colonizer. How is it that my desire to not trade one master for the other, to not have to live in that kind of paradigm or that kind of world anymore at all, means self-hatred? Every single time a black woman does anything that is not sacrifice, even when she does, all of them black women on the front line for all of those protests, who the fuck do you think is the person who calls everybody and lets them know where to meet, who makes the signs, who cooks and makes sure that the babies is taken care of, people who want to come and fucking help? It was three black women who put together Black Lives Matter. If it's not something like that, it's self-hatred. If we for 1 minute say, excuse me, I'm going to fucking sit down, put my feet up and take a breath and scratch my ass. It's self-hatred. It's ridiculous. Come on. To dare you to be something more than a sick, colonized freakazoid is self-hatred. To dare you to honor, love, and respect your mother, to educate yourself on your mother, on nature, because that's how you're really going to understand women. Y'all stopped studying nature and started paving her up and cutting down trees and shit like that. It's time to return to the ways of the mother. And every single time that we say anything like that, it's self-hatred. I know why. They really believe in that myth of man. So too do a lot of women. Y'all believe in the myth of man. You don't understand. There's only two types of people on this planet, mothers and children of mothers. If you are not a mother, I'm not a mother. I'm a child of mother. And that's fine by me. That's fine by me. I'd rather you call me a child of mother than a fucking woman. A goddamn woman. The most degraded creature on the planet. I'd rather you call me a child of mother. Do you see the freedom in that? Your sons can't, because he doesn't see mother in himself anymore. He believes the myth of man, and so too do a lot of women, which is why he believes it, because mother is the first teacher. And that's what I was talking about in the post where I was accused of being self-hating. And it was mothers that I was addressing, or women who want to be mothers. How can this thing ever change if we don't start to think differently? At least it starts in your thoughts. Everything starts in your thoughts. The all is the mind, and the universe is mental, and the universe represents you, your yoni, your cosmic connection to the cosmic womb, being a bearer of the divining womb. The more that they accuse us of hating ourselves, think about that shit. Black women are self-hating if they do this. Black women are self-hating if they do that. Black women are self-hating if they do this, that, and the third. If a black woman is with a white man, she hates herself, but nobody says that shit about a black man. Khloe Kardashian, poor dear. I was talking about her on our page. They called her all kind of whores. Meanwhile, Lamar Odom black ass was found at the nasty-ass bunny ranch.
know? And hell, the things they said about her, could you imagine if she was a black woman? Imagine the way that she'd be treated as a black woman to be married with a husband. Oh, my God, the accusations of self-hatred would be so strong. Everything that we do is always going to be about self-hatred. It's such a convenient attack, isn't it? Isn't it? Because doesn't that just make, well, I mean, if you're emotional, it will cause you to want to fight back or defend yourself. Me, I'm just going to fucking ban you and then talk shit about you and expose to people what this shit is designed to do, because the trap you set for me, I did not fall into. Because I know one thing that you wish for us women to not know. I am the fucking power. I am the power. It's in me. That's something they wish us not to know, sisters. That's something that everybody who accuses you of self-hate, and all these sick-ass white people talking about it's racism too, say that white people are this and that. I had someone do that to me. I actually got banned from posting to Facebook for 3 days because I wrote on, actually, Angry Divas wrote on Afropunk's page that white people were the first terrorists. Meanwhile, in another post, I have wrote that Africa brought colonization upon itself, and that post is still the fuck up there, and it's no problem. But white people are the original terrorists. I got banned for 3 days from posting to Facebook, and they threatened to shut my account down and all kinds of other shit, you know? I mean, I just laughed at it, but you can't say anything, black woman, that speaks to your truth without it coming from somewhere, is my point. Whether it's your own son accusing you of hating yourself to love yourself. I blame motherhood for that. I'm thankful to y'all for it, but as a child of mother, I would like for mother to know that she should do less sacrificing of herself and more sacrificing of the children. After all, it is called a kid, is it not? Goat offering. What I mean by that is, there's all kinds of ways you can sacrifice the children. I have sacrificed them myself. I ain't having none. It's the biggest fucking sacrifice you can make. Mm-hmm. Of a child. I've denied them access through my womb. Yes, I have. Consciously and spiritually. Broke the contract. Said, nope, find somebody else. I don't want that shit happening in my body. I came here and things is different than what the fuck we agreed upon before I came here. So, no. Revolt. Changing the fucking script. I don't want it. I don't want it. That's one form. And I was accused of self-hatred for that. This is so funny. Everything that you do for yourself, everything that you do that goes against what the program and the societal culture has said is for you, it's always going to be self-hate. There was a post that I put on Angry Divas. Let me go to it. But this post was very, it was excellent. It's written by Brian McGill. And I talk about it a little bit in one of the four videos that I put up this morning. But hold on, let me, here it go, right here. Boom. Accepting a person who is not consistent is difficult because it means you cannot depend on them to have unchanging values and ideas, which is another way of saying you cannot, quote unquote, understand them. People often want to understand others to know their place for strategic self-positioning, which is ultimately about control and safeguarding their advantage. If you make a big life change, it may literally shatter those around you because they can only accept and love you their way. They may judge you as unstable, but really they're unstable, which is why they may fall apart as you move forward. Is it really their illusion? It is really their illusion of knowing and control that has ended. The inconsistent person is free. And freedom is really what people fear the most. Who says you have to be the same person tomorrow that you are today? It is a ridiculous notion. Change is inevitable.
your personal and spiritual evolution will always be seen as a betrayal by those whose values you abandon. You have a right to change your values, beliefs, and ideas. The discomfort you feel when you attempt to change is just the social control that surrounds you, becoming more obvious and bearing down on you. There is nothing more spiritual than freedom, and it is very spiritual to violate old beliefs for new values. And that is why it's always going to be built as self-hatred, Black woman. Because for you to love yourself is a betrayal. It's a betrayal. They got to call you self-hating to get you back small again. They have to. They have to get you back on the program, whatever the fucking program is. Selfish, self-hating, ignorant, all kinds of different things. Angry. Ooh, anger. Whatever they have to say is what they will say. So I said this, grant yourself the right to rebirth who you are with no regard to people's need to understand you. Most people don't even understand themselves, so they cannot ever understand you. What is really going on is often a need to try and control others to feel more secure and comfortable in the mediocrity that is their life. None of this is your problem. Sister, put that into practice in your life. We're going to open the call lines. Call us 770-576. Welcome to the Angry Divas Radio Show. What you got for me this evening?
Oh, my goodness.
First time caller. Oh, welcome, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. I didn't know I was going to
be
on the show.
It's all right. It's all right.
I'm just tuning in, listening to everything you have to say, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, damn, like, maybe I should start my own radio show, my own blog talk.
Do
like,
that. The more Black women initiating opening of the mouth, you know what, matter of fact, send me an email. Let's do one together. There's plenty of space on Angry Divas.
That would be great. That would be great because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, I kind of lost my voice dealing with men and just being around women who just felt so much more superior than me. I lost my voice in all of that, and I'm ready to speak again. I am ready to just speak and say whatever the fuck I would like to say.
Do y'all realize that this is why I'm the diva firing this bitch? Just take a spark. Just one spark to get a flame started, baby. God damn it. I love that. Yes. Send me an email, and let's get this party started right. I would love to help you with that. That would be absolutely, yeah, let's talk about it. But anyway,
Thank you.
Else did you have for me, dear? No problem. Why? People love this. Like, right up my alley. Love this.
I'm kind of in shock. I don't even know what to say or where to begin. I'm enjoying your talk show, though, and I'd like to tune in more often, and I'm glad that you offered me to sit and listen to you.
Oh, sis, I'm glad you called in, you know. I don't know, if it wouldn't even be a point to do the show if y'all wasn't listening, so thank you. Thank you for tuning in,
live, right.
Thank you for tuning in. What I'll do is keep your mic open, and if you wanted to wait, you could, like, mute yourself, and then if you wanted to weigh in and say something, you could unmute yourself and come on in, all right? Give us a name to call you by. Don't got to be your given name. You could make up a name right quick, but just give us something to call you.
Okay. I think I like the name Miss Cat. You can just call me Miss Cat. And
we're gonna change that when you do the radio, though.
Okay. I'm all for that change. Don't even worry.
Okay, good. Go ahead, sis. You can mute yourself. And then if you wanted to come in, you're more than welcome to do that. But I'm going to open up the next line. Call 804.
Okay, great.
Okay, 804-564. Welcome to the Angry Divas radio show today. I am in rare form. What you got for me? Your mic is open.
Hi, how you doing? This is my first time listening in, and that kind of came in, I guess, a little late.
Okay. That's all right, sis. Welcome to the show. We got two first-timers in here tonight. I appreciate y'all listening and calling in. I really do. One of the last things I remember saying, and God help me, you know, I'm not that good at remembering everything I say immediately. It takes me a little while sometimes because I say a lot. But one of the last things that I was touching on is that our love for ourselves, setting a boundary, setting a standard, making choices that go against the grain or the expectation or whatever the cultural norm is always going to be branded as self-hatred or being selfish or angry or mean or whatever, difficult, whatever they can say to get us back in the box, back in the molded format, the program that has been set forth to take control of us. And I was reading this quote by Brian McGill. It's a very great quote. And I will repost it here. Let me just share this right quick to the Angry Divas fan page. All the things I said I'm going to share, let me try to remember them and do that right now. But if you go on our fan page right now, Angry Divas, the Black Feminine Enzyme on Facebook, you will see the quote that I just read from Brian McGill. And it's a phenomenal quote because what it did for me is it helped me to understand what was actually going on with a lot of, and I knew it, but sometimes it's good to just, you know, just see it in black and white in front of your face, you know, like that slap. You need that shit sometimes, you know? That's why we read great books. So it just helped me to pull back on my pieces and be right back on that. What other people say, think, and feel about you is none of your fucking business, nor is it your problem, because it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with whatever is going on in them, whatever their deficiency is, or whatever they feel like they need from you. They might not even be entitled to it, but it doesn't mean that they don't feel like you owe them something. Fuck it. It's their problem, not yours.
All right.
Loyalty to yourself. You know, I had a sister couple of years back say to me that she was only loyal to herself. And at the time, I was on that fake sisterhood shit, right? And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense because, you know, I was all go-eyed and young and, and naive and shit. But as I grew, I understood what she was teaching me. I got it. You have to be loyal to yourself and only yourself. We're expected to extend that to everything and everyone. Whenever I hear someone say or expect loyalty of me, I always think about a dog. You know? Like, almost no matter what you do to that dog, it's going to stay loyal to you pretty much. I don't like that as an idea of how I describe, relate to, or engage myself. So my loyalty got to be to me. Like, no matter what, we ain't going to leave us. You know what I mean? I can't give that shit to somebody else because people are fickle and things happen, you know? But if I'm loyal to myself, first and foremost, then every single decision that I make after that is always going to be in my best interest and my highest good, because my first loyalty is to myself, and my first love is to myself. This is something that we are taught against, and this is something that has been taught against even our remembrance and ability to reconnect to that great creation. Something I was talking about also in the videos today was we have a book study coming up, where we are going to be studying The Great Black Mama of Creation by Dr. Suzar, who I love, and I find her to be brilliant. It's an amazing book. I finally got my hands on it. I've been lusting after this book for years, and finally got my hands on it. And, y'all, I could not be happier. So we're going to be doing an extensive book study on it. And once we finish this study, it is going to warp. It's going to change your mind. It's going to just warp your whole understanding and connection to everything you ever been taught to believe to be true. I had an experience like that with a sister. This is why I host these shows. I had a sister say to me, her name's Nefertiti. She said that we must have these opening of the mouth ceremonies. That's what Angry Divas is to me. That's what this radio show is to me. This is our opening of the mouth ceremony. Because our way, our matriarchal way, has always been oral. That's what that word oracle means, an orator, the spoken word. We've passed our stories one to another, spoken. That's why my story is a mystery. And they don't know it. Because we only ever told it to each other.
But I was talking to this sister. We were having a opening of the mouth ceremony. And she said to me, and I've been trying to, like, you know, wrap my head around this, but she just blew my mind open. What if there are women who only have one X chromosome? They're not double X. They only got one. And when she said it, and I began to think about that as a scientist, not what they've been told us, but as a metaphysician, okay, and to understand kind versus race, which is something that my own pantheon, my own ancestry has really been challenging me on for the past 6 months, kind versus race, understanding the many universal kinds, the more than 41 different types of species that are on this planet that occupy human flesh, to really expand how I've been taught to think and to remember what it was before they dumbed it all down to where we're at, and to go for kind versus race. After we had this conversation, after she blew my damn mind open, and she's in the chat room right now, probably laughing at me, but after she blew my mind open, I could think of nothing else, and it was getting harder and harder for me to be mad at sisters for being whatever I disagreed with or thought was a problem. It got difficult for me to do it. I had to mute somebody's line because they had background noise. I had to either be upset with my sister for her choices or things that she's done, or understand that we are not all the same and allow that. And I posted that on our page. I said, you know, for the slightest infraction, for the littlest thing, we'll get upset with our sisters. And we'll be ready to cut that bitch off. And on the surface, because the same shit for a man, you just broke up to make up with your dude and forgave him, but, you know, your best friend maybe didn't call you on your birthday, and you're like, fuck that bitch for life. So I said on the surface, okay, maybe it's not that shallow, but whatever. You get. I'm trying to make a point here. Sometimes it's actually deeper than that, I understand. But my point is, on the surface, it looks very patriarchal, you know? It looks kind of like we were so unforgiving of women, but we'll forgive men for heinous shit, defend men against heinous shit. And while that's true, there's another part of it. There's more to the story. There is no one true. There is one, and there is true. But one true, there's no such fucking thing. Because that's too finite. And life is filled with infinite possibilities. Infinite possibilities. Infinite, infinite possibilities. That's life. So the other side of that is, and I began to tell the story of Lilith, and I'm going to go back and read the Grimoire of Lilith. Right now I'm going through the Grimoire of Tiamat. And I'll tell you, this is some interesting shit. I'm going to talk about that later in the week. Next week, actually. This Grimoire of Tiamat. But right now, we're going to get into the Grimoire of Lilith a little bit. And the story of Lilith, where Lilith was that serpent that whispered to Eve and said, listen, man, I know you think Samael is the Lord, but he lied to you. You're not going to die if you eat from this tree. You're just being vastly more intelligent than you are right now. And what did Eve do? After her sister came and taught her how to not be a dumb clay fuckbot, a fuckbot. Listen, I'm going to breathe intellect into you. I'm going to feed it to you. And now there's a whole other way that I go with this when we get into our classes. I'm not going to do it on air. But I'm going to feed knowledge and wisdom to you. Spoon feed that shit to you. To make you more intelligent than you are. What is the first thing that Eve does? She runs her ass to Adam and gives him access to the knowledge too. So I'm talking to my sister friend about this, and I'm all upset about it. And anybody who has been listening to the show for any length of time knows that every time I start talking about Lilith and Eve, I get very upset. I get pissed, you know? And I start screaming, and what did Eve bitch ass do? La, 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 la. Now we're good. We're good. I don't even feel that no more.
Because the sister, this is why I stay around crones, because crone wisdom, man, wisdom is everything. And crone wisdom, divine feminine, dark feminine wisdom, trumps all. She says, that's the program, though. Eve was made to serve Adam. I said, and why the fuck do we keep trying to help her? She said, because we was made to save her. We was made to help her ass, to thrive and help her, you know? So then I started thinking, because I think we hung up not long after that, but I started thinking to myself, oh, that's my problem. She has been helped, and you know what? She really has improved, but I keep on getting back into race and not kind, the female race. Not the multiple different kinds of us that there are. Hmm. See, that goes back to that one true shit. Just because we are all female does not mean that we are all the same. You know? I saw an article the other day where they said there were women wanted for sexual harassment or sexual assault, rather, because they were twerking on a dude, except those were not women. Those were trans women. Excuse me. So you're not looking for women. You're looking for trans women. And I feel like it's important that there's a distinction made. Because this shit counts for teen women, and now all of us look like we're some kind of twerking on men, sexual assaultists for some shit. Now, I saw the video, and yes, it was trans women. Because I'm saying, if it wasn't, there might not have been no charges. You know, men have a problem with that whole thing. This was, you know, part of our culture to me. As long as you're not trying to call yourself a woman, you know, I don't really give a shit. But I used to. And it's because of that patriarchal imprint that was in me. My creating the patriarch and co-creating with the patriarch teachings, ways of relating to the feminine, defining of femininity, understandings and relationship to myself as a woman itself. It takes a lot of work to love yourself and to find yourself. And when you do, you can count on there being people who will try and pull you back. One of my sister friends posted this the other day, and I was like, oh, my God, that is so me. But it was that scene from The Godfather where Michael says, every time I get out, they pull me back in. Ah! Every fucking time I get out, they pull me back in. And I was like, man, ain't that just like what the hell happened? You can't let them pull you back, though, but they're going to try. Every time you reach another level, there's another asshole right there waiting to knock you off your step or snatch your wings off your back or talk you out of your, talk into your life, talk themselves into your life to try to fuck you over. You have to be diligent, and you have to love yourself, even the people who love you. Everybody can be an agent. That's why loyalty to yourself is primary. I'm open to call lines. If you wanted to call in and lay in, 347-826-9930 is the number. We got 478-501. Welcome to the show. Tonight we're talking about the self-hate accusation against the great black mama. Hey, who's it?
It's Shulkus.
Oh, my God. Hi.
What's up?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. This one right here.
I was jumping around when you talked about being inconsistent, because I think we get stuck. More the African woman gets stuck feeling they have to be one particular way. And I'm always telling women, you can be whatever it is you want to be, whatever you need to be for that time. There are no rules to this thing. You can switch the game up anytime you want to. But
thank you.
It's like just a tape record. Like I was saying the other day, it's script. You talk to them and you feel like you're talking to a reporter. Like, how many times have you said the same thing? You don't think anything new? Like, you've been through the same scenario. You don't get anything new out of it. You have no new perspective. It's like you're dead. How could you not change if you're living? How could you not see things another way if you're alive? I just don't understand it.
Exactly my thought.
Yep.
I feel you. You know, one thing I always keep in my mind, and I've actually said this to people, especially, you know, someone trying to tell me they know more than me. I'm like, you might know more than me, but what you don't know is that even everything that we think we know is nothing in the grand scheme of the all that is all. It's nothing. No matter how much you think you know, and you might know a whole fucking lot, it is nothing in the grand scheme of the all that is all, which is why we're alive, because we don't know it all. And there's more to learn, and there's more to grow. And you don't have to fucking be perfect to start either. Put one foot in front of the other. There was a time when your little bow-legged ass couldn't even stand up. Look at you now, baby. You got to start somewhere. With everything you do, you got to start somewhere. But if you're not growing, well, that which does not grow is dead. That which
That's
does
true.
Not grow is dead. Sis, and you be kicking it real to him. I love Saku. She be kicking it real to him. And then she gets all kinds of fake-ass, morally superior cows coming at her sideways and stuff. You know what I mean? And they come to me, too. I had one come on my page, and she said, I stand, you know, what you're saying, but everyone in my cycle and everyone in my life has never had that experience. I was talking about the fucked-up part of the sisterhood, you know? Like, there's a beautiful side, and then there's a side of it that is fucked up. And so I was talking about that side. And she came in all, well, I've never. And I mean, well, first she says, me and nobody I know has had that experience. Then she says, well, don't get me wrong. You know, things haven't been perfect. I've had, you know, a negative experience a time or two. But I choose to focus on the positivity. Here come the positivity preaching ass bitches, right? Okay? I choose to focus on the positive. First they start out lying, saying they ain't never went through it. And then in the very next part, talk about it's not, and everything hasn't been perfect, and I've had a negative experience or two, but I just choose to focus on the positive. And then she ends it with something like, I have nothing but love for you. And so I posted and quoted that and said, y'all beware of these bitches who flatter you. I said, because they try too much to get you to gloss over the negative, and you have to ask yourself why. See, people who do that, in my experience, in my past, have been the very ones to do the most fucked up, heinous shit to you, and they're the same ones sitting there like, forgive me. They want you to move past the negative, but you, and you so-called do. But the impact, the mayhem, the fuck shit that it creates in your life, they want you to forget all about that, and that's not what I'm about. When I started the show, I was reading the post that I had put on my page about the bitch who dared to cross me in my business dealings and how her whole shit is fucked up right now. And the reason that I talked about that is, I make it no secret, I am a dark bitch. I practice dark bitchcraft. I'm not the one you fuck with. I fuck with nobody. Who comes to me, I keep. Who goes from me, I free. Yet against all I stand who carry not my key. That's my motto. That's my mantra for my life. If you don't got the fucking key, bitch, and you coming, I'm on the flaming archers are on the ready to drop you where you stand before you can even touch the goddamn gate, you know? But see, people are not used to that. They're used to being able to do whatever the fuck they please. And they go from one to the next to the next to the next, never thinking that they're just going to catch up to them because they got away with it the first time. But if that first person had it, instead of forgiving them, slap that bitch across her face instead of taking the slap herself, they wouldn't try that shit again. They wouldn't try it again. People don't respect you because you're worthy. No. People respect you because they have to. They respect you because you make them. They respect you because you don't play. One of the 48 laws of power says it's better to be feared than liked. I agree.
I drive that point home, because you really think, you know, to just be a nice person and people will treat you right, and that's not the case. Really not. It's not. You have to have requirements and boundaries so that people know how to treat you. Yeah, that's very, very important, especially with lovers, especially with men.
Yes, especially with men. Especially with men. You do have to have, and they have to know that you will assert your boundary and enforce it, because they're so used to women, you know, and we've all done it. I've done it where I was like, you know, you got to do the right thing, and I go, and you crying and shit, you all, I'm done. How many times did you say you was done before you was really fucking done? Okay? And they hear that like, right, that bitch just mad. She just hurt. She just, she'll be all right. She always gonna forgive me. Until the day that you fucking do it, oh, really? Okay, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it. And you shock them. And I see this all the time. This is, I shared the page with you, sis. There's this page called, I think, Mature Adult Conversations or something like that. And there's all of these women. Should I leave him? Should I leave him? But when I see a post from a man whose woman left him, he's always, I didn't realize the error of my ways until she left me. I was able to finally see what I have been doing that was wrong. How do I get her back? And I'm like, see, them bitches always win. The bitches who are asking how do I make him see will always lose. And the bitches who have their man on that page asking how do I get her back, they will always win. Always. You have to know your value. You have to assert it. Treat yourself just like you treat your, well, I shouldn't say like you treat your money, because if you treat your money bad, I don't know, baby. Money problems is pussy problems. Okay? Money problems is pussy problems. And more often than not, it's some man you done fucked it and messed your whole purse up. And we can talk about that one-on-one in one of my sessions with you if you wanted to book one. You can send me an email at angrydivas@gmail.com. But money problems is pussy problems. And there's all kinds of meditations and exercises and things that we can do as bearers of the divine and womb to reset our energy. Because men exist all, I say about 99.9999% of all root chakra imbalance is caused by the penis. Because they have no idea what they're doing. Most of them watch way too much fucking porn, okay? Way too much porn. They do not know how to relate to you, and you don't know how to teach him and assert your right. I remember getting into an argument with a former lover because I was like, no, I don't want it like that. I don't want to deal with that. He tried to argue with me. I was like, first of all, bitch, I got the pussy. I'm like, bro. Screamed it. Just like that. I lost my fucking head and screamed it. I was like, you're fired. You're fired. What do you mean I'm fired? You're fired. That's it. I'll be damned if I fuck somebody I got to argue with about my pussy. You're fired. You act like I was hired. You was hired. You didn't know. That's why you're fired. You didn't realize that this was a fucking job you was hired to do, and you failed on a job that you fired. Here's your pink slip. Get the fuck out. No severance. No severance. Get out. Fired his ass. Didn't give a shit. But there are so many women who would have heard an argument like that and not wanted to argue, not wanted to fight, and give in. And that's what they're designed to do. You have to stand up. You have to put a value on yourself. And since I know that money problems is pussy problems, I'll be damned if I let you create a problem with either one. Hell no. No, thank you. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. For real. And I'm perfectly okay with it. But that's another act of self-love that they would call self-hate, of course. You know, it's man-bashing or man-hating or causing division or whatever they can invent to keep you from asserting your value and your desire. Let me open all the lines. All the call lines are open. Everybody, free for all. You're welcome to speak. And if you wanted to call in, 347-826-9930. Again, 347-826-9930. So all the lines are open. Everybody's free to weigh in. I notice every time I say that, it gets very quiet.
Every time when I fail, when I say that shit, it gets real quiet.
Like, oh, I guess it's like being put on the spot, huh? Is it? Come on, you can be honest.
It is.
Is it like being?
It is.
Okay. It's like, all right. Not to put anybody on the spot, but all lines are open, and anybody who wants to speak is free to do so. Does that help? No, it doesn't help, does it? Well, I tried.
No.
Diva tried, damn it. I tried. One of the things that I'll go first, because I'm very verbose, so I can kind of keep this up for days, baby. But one of the things that I love about Dr. Suzar's book, The Great Black Mama of Creation, is
how it's, first of all, this is like the tiniest little sliver of a book, but it is so jam-packed with information that I don't know, I think we're going to need at least a month to study this book, because I mean, it goes, hold on, let me just pick it up really quick. I love Dr. Seuss. God, she's amazing. It's talking about Allah, Amen, El, Krishna. Let me see. The disguised and usually slandered presence of Mama God and the albino man, Eve, the mother of all, Sarah, mother of us all, Mary, Ashtaroth, Queen of Sheba, the double wives. I mean, all kinds of different, the thing goes down and then it goes over another three damn pages. Okay, Diana, Mamun, Alpha and Omega, the girdle. It goes on. A few of her 10,000 names. Ah, Aya, As, Ash, Ast, Isis, Asherath, Ishara. So many. Huhu, Neter, Neter, Ua, Neterah, Netekar, Nu, Manu, Nut, Nuit. So many. Mama, Mami, Mamitu, Manat, Maya, Maya, May, Ama, Om, Uma, Atar, Aset, Alzit, Asit, Tanet, Diana, Aditi, Ate, Atar, Atoret, Astara, Ishtar, Ishtar, Astoreth, Astarte, Ashtart, Aphrodite, Bab, Kar, Kore, Kali, Lat, Al-Alat, Balat, Ra'it, Rea, Aruru, Sheba, Sefek, Sephira, Sophia, Ament, Demeter, Minerva, Shinmu, Chang'o. They got y'all thinking Chang'o is a man. Not. Pravati, Bridget, Ceres, Sarah, Sarasvati, Namu, Nemesis, Nidabada, Nidaba, excuse me, Ninlil, Ninshaga, Inanna, Inin, Nina, Nana, Su, Sol, Sulis, Aka, Kut, Gio, Gaia, Kuan Yin, Vak, Hova, Hova is Mama's name. Hova belongs to Mother. Oshun, Tep, Artemis, Juno, Bellona, Hecate, Sibel, Shayla, Nyx, Nikal, Shekinah. These are just a few of her 10,000 names. Then we've got a few of her 10,000 titles. Mama of the Universe, Creatress of the Universe, the Mother of Everything, Mother of the Gods, Goddess of the Black Night, the Black Mother Night, the Queen of Heaven, the Queen of the Night, Queen of the Gods, Celestial Ruler, Lady of the High Place, Sovereign of the Heavens, Lady of the Universe, Lioness of the Sacred Assembly, Holiness, Her Holiness, Goddess of Intelligence, the Lady of Vision, Lady of Biblos, Divine Mother who reveals the laws, Prophetess of Deities, this one my favorite, Divine Serpent Lady, Great Mother, Serpent of Heaven, She who directs the oracles, Mama of the Sun, Goddess of Fortune, Lady Luck, Mother of Karma and the Wheel of Time. We are going to be getting into some interesting shit in this book study. I am excited to do this. It's my honor. It is my honor. Dr. Suzar is presently rewriting that book, and I remember trying to hunt down her editor to ask her editor about when the new book was coming out, when I might be able to get a copy of this one. And she said she wasn't sure. She was working on it now. She went underground. But I'm looking forward to doing this study together. I am. I'm looking forward to talking about these things. We must remember who we are. We can never hate ourselves. We can never love anything more than we love ourselves, and we can never again look outside of ourselves, because everything I just read is about you. You are that reflection of the great Black Mama, the darkness upon the deep. That is you. That's us. That's our story. Those are our epithets. They're talking about me, baby. How can I ever hate myself? Black girl, thou art dark but comely. How great thou art. We are that great Black Mama of creation. It is in us. We just need to remember who we are. Put those pieces, call all of our lost, stolen, and forgotten members back to ourselves to remember who we are. We've got 90 seconds before we go into overtime. 347-826-9930. Let's get it. If you wanted to hear the last hour of the show, now is the time to call in. 347-826-9930. You can also Skype in if the Skype button is working on the show, which if it's not, that's not my fault. That's the Blog Talk problem. But call in or Skype in. And all the mics are open. 60 seconds, and we're officially in overtime. If you call after that, you will be missing the last hour of the show. If you're in the chat room, call in. If that's your time with us for today, I want to say peace be your journey. You can always catch the last hour of the show in the archives, which will be available in about an hour and a half. And make sure that you tune in tomorrow for our Friday the 13th free as fuck you Friday. 347-826-9930. Call in now or miss the end of the show. All the mics are open, sisters. You are more than welcome to, you know, speak. And, I mean, if you have nothing, then I will just say a little something to end us and close the show out. Quiet as a church mouse in here. Lady just announced in my ear. All right. We are now in overtime. So everybody who didn't call in, you missed it. And if you did and you wanted to say something, you can press 1 also. And, again, all the mics are open. I wanted to say thank you to everybody who called in, especially our 2 first-timers. I do hope that y'all will call in again. And don't feel nervous. Nobody even knows who the hell you are. That's the beautiful thing about it. That should give you all the bravery you need. Nobody even knows who the hell you are, so who cares? There's a lot of freedom in that. It used to be a fearful thing for me, but there's a lot of freedom in it because it doesn't mean that you have to be any certain way. Don't you realize, and that's something, that's why it's better for me. I'm glad I walked away from the people from my past, the people who knew me when I was a Christian and stuff. Because once you stop acting, that's why I read that quote, telling you, once you stop performing according to what they think they know of you, it makes them unstable, which causes them to try to make you unstable by accusing you of something being wrong with you. I remember going through that myself with one of my sisters, you know, when she stopped doing what we normally saw her doing. I thought she had lost her goddamn mind. But no, I was the one who was losing my mind, trying to stay on the program that wasn't serving me, that was just depleting my energy, you know, just dealing with the whole family shit. And I've talked about that extensively on this show. It wasn't until I finally left that whole shit the hell behind me that I actually have happy days. And when they try to come back in my life, I'm like, I'm going to kick you in your face. Get the hell out. No. We are not walking together anymore. Go to jail. Go directly to jail. Do not pass those. Do not collect $200. You are in the past. I love you over there. But we can't break bread together no more. And I can only love you if you were to fuck over there. It's okay to do that. Actually, it was one of the most life-saving things I've ever done. I got my sanity back doing that. And people are still alive, and I'm not in jail, you know? So everything is, it just worked out for the best, for everybody involved, you know? And I'm telling you, any time that you feel like you need to change up what's going on in your life, if you don't give yourself permission to do it, what you're really doing is not only sacrificing yourself, but you're showing yourself how very little love and respect you have for yourself. I had to realize that. When I realized that, it was easier to make the decisions that seemed hard once upon a time. The decision to branch away from what was expected of me and to trust my heart, to trust my soul. You know, trusting yourself is an everyday endeavor because every action, every reaction, everything we see in the news, it's all manipulating you to not trust yourself. It's always causing you to question yourself. You ever hear something in the news and be like, nah, I must not have heard that. I must have misheard. No. You heard right what they said. You just did not think that you would ever hear something like that. So it's fucking with you. We have to learn how to trust those instincts in ourselves. And that's something that I'm always going to encourage. That's why we do the show. That's why we teach the classes.
If no one else has anything else to say, I'm going to bring the show to a close because it is 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I've been up since 3 a.m. So I'm going to bed.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to bed. Yeah, I get up at the witching hour and do my witch shit and then go ahead on about my life. I got to do some chanting tonight. I'm a bitch house sisterhood. We're chanting together, so I have to make sure I do my chanting this evening and post for the sisters what all I experienced from my chanting. And then I'm off to dreamland to see what the hell else bitches is up to that I could thwart. And change up. I want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in, everybody who called in, Miss Cat, our caller 804, Southis Ray is in the house. I want to say thank you for all of y'all, everything you shared. Southis, especially you. Thank you for being present,
thank
sisters. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it too. Oh, what's your website?
The website is www.angrydivas.com. That's spelled D-E-V-A-S. Angrydivas.com.
And your next
Angry
radio
Divas,
show?
Everything. We will be live tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. And the show is called, hold on, I got to go and look at it. Right? I can't remember everything. Shit, you remember everything? Okay, the show for tomorrow is called The Global Benefit of Black Female Disempowerment. And it's actually building on tonight's show, and I'll be talking a little bit more about our book study, The Black Mama of Creation.
Okay.
Because it
Thank
completely
you.
Relates to You're welcome. Make sure you email me, because, yeah, I want to talk to you about that, Ms. Kat.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. I really appreciated this.
It's my pleasure, sis. Hang on really quick. Okay. Yep, it is my pleasure, sis. And, guys, we'll be back in here tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, I want to say thank you to everybody who called in and to everybody who's listening in the archives. Y'all know I see you because I look. Y'all be hitting up them archives. We're also on iTunes. Don't forget that. You can check out our podcast from iTunes, you know. We have actually been on iTunes since the show began, so you can get all the way back to, let's see, January 29th, 2014. Oh, my God. My baby almost 1 year old. My baby is almost a year old. Check that shit out. Anyway, I hope you've had a great evening. We'll see you back here tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes.
Keep it on. Keep it on. Where the party at?